Twitter execs facing congressional scrutiny. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. In the wake of the release of internal Twitter documents that showed the company spiked the Hunter Biden laptop story during the 2020 presidential election, Republican Congressman James Comer, who will chair the House's Oversight Committee starting in January, telling Fox's Hannity,
"The Oversight Committee will be sending a letter tomorrow morning to the three Twitter employees, Ms. Gaddy, Roth, and Baker, that were implicated in the cover-up of the laptop story, three letters requesting their presence in front of the Oversight Committee in January."
Baker, in this case, is attorney James Baker, who served as general counsel for the FBI under former director James Comey before taking a job as Twitter's chief deputy legal counsel. The White House dismissive of the Twitter revelations.
"What happened here Saturday night was a criminal attack."
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre suggesting that Elon Musk should concentrate on instead on hate speech on the platform. The FBI has joined the search for whomever shot up two substations over the weekend in Moore County, North Carolina, knocking out power to tens of thousands of customers.
"What happened here Saturday night was a criminal attack, and federal, state, and local law enforcement are actively working to bring those responsible to justice."
North Carolina's Governor Roy Cooper says the crews are working round the clock on service restorations, but that work may take days. In New York, jury deliberations resumed this morning in the trial of two subsidiaries of the Trump Organization, accused of helping some former executives avoid paying taxes on fringe benefits like apartments and automobiles. The lawsuit does not involve the former president. A police officer in Memphis reported critical after being shot in a confrontation with a suspect at a gas station. The suspect was shot to death. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden's gatekeeper says the president will make a decision on his political future within the next 3 weeks.
President Biden's chief of staff says the president's expected to mull another run for the White House in 2024 over the holidays, and he is predicting he will announce plans to do so. Ron Klain commenting during the Wall Street Journal CEO Council Summit that he expects an announcement shortly after the holidays, adding, "I expect the decision will be to do it." President Biden's been publicly tight-lipped about a possible re-election bid, although he was heard telling the Reverend Al Sharpton in September he was planning to run. Fox News Digital reached out to the White House for comment, but did not get a response. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
President confirming in a tweet last night that seniors covered by Medicaid won't pay more than $35 for their insulin prescriptions starting in the new year. The price cap, part of the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. Some members of Congress want that benefit extended to more senior citizens. Attorney Michael Avenatti has received another 14 years in federal prison for cheating California clients out of millions of dollars in settlement money. Avenatti is already serving time from a conviction in New York State for, among other things, trying to extort millions of dollars from Nike. Actress Kirstie Alley has died.
Her children, True and Lily Parker, announcing her death on Twitter, writing, "This, as iconic as she was on screen, she was an even more amazing mother and grandmother." Alley rose to fame playing Rebecca Howe in the NBC television series Cheers, later starring in the films Look Who's Talking and Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez reports Kirstie Alley had recently been diagnosed with cancer. She was 71 years old. Tom Brady engineered back-to-back fourth-quarter touchdown drives to lead the Buccaneers to a 17-16 win over the Saints in Monday Night Football. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.